The council really is not against sanctuaries. The council actually, yeah. We do have sanctuaries that allow fishing. The problem is these folks don't want to allow anything else. And the thing that really, I guess to me as an American Samoan, is to have a group from Hawaii decide our future. And that's the thing that really gets my chagrin. And it needs to be, the more people we have speaking out against it, the better. And so that's the thing, you know, National Marine Fisheries and the council process and the sanctuary process are equal. And we have the same things in mind, which is conservation of fishing. But you can have fishing in a sanctuary. And that's the big problem we have.
You know what it is? It's federal overreach. And this is what we've been fighting against for 40 years. You know, there are 8 regions around the country. And the Congress created us in 1976 because it was overfishing. And so in our region, you know, we're allowing non-commercial subsistence and those kinds of fishing. But what is happening in this administration, the Biden administration, they have 2 things going on. They have executive orders that say, oh, we got to care for our people, the underserved. We have to have equity and environmental justice. But in this sanctuary process, the opposite is happening. Because they're just saying that this is what's going to happen. So we think it's a done deal, but we're just going to try as much as possible to make sure that commercial fishing continues.